This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, KVNF intern Carmen Rodriguez shares interviews with young people about what they did during lockdowns this summer. Colorado's Attorney General is considering legal action against the Trump administration to protect the U.S. Postal Service. Plus, new saliva testing could help with quicker COVID-19 test results. And the novel coronavirus is set to be one of the leading causes of death across the country this year. First, here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with headlines.
The town of Paonia is now under voluntary watering restrictions. To help conserve water during this ongoing drought, residents are asked to curtail their water use to indoors only and refrain from watering lawns, gardens, landscaping, and filling pools. Paonia officials will monitor water usage and may enact mandatory restrictions at a later date if water use isn't sufficiently lessened by voluntary restrictions. A major reservoir near Montrose is close to becoming operational again. Century-old infrastructure at Montrose Reservoir on Cerro Summit has mostly been replaced, reports the Montrose Daily Press. The reservoir is a backup municipal drinking water supply holding 800 acre-feet when full and is managed as a state wildlife area. Under the worst-case scenario, the reservoir could start to fill this fall, then get topped off in the spring. A low-cost spay and neuter clinic for pets will be offered in Delta this week. The Bergen Spay and Neuter Alliance, the Royce Hurst Humane Society, and Tails will be providing spay and neuter services August 20th through 23rd. All appointments for the mobile clinic have been taken already, but you can get more information, donate needed items, or volunteer to help by visiting bergenspayandneuter.org. Tails encourages pet owners who want an appointment but couldn't get one to call them at 970-874-1078. With coronavirus tests across the nation taking a week or more for results, Colorado has a solution to speed things up, reports the Colorado Sun. The state has created partnerships with private labs to ensure that people know within a few days if they have COVID-19 to help control outbreaks. However, a company running three public testing sites on the Front Range has run into problems. Mako Medical was found to have kept test samples at the wrong temperature, and more than 350 people tested had to return for retesting. Locally, COVID tests are available through the Delta County Health Department, Delta County Memorial Hospital, North Fork EMS, Montrose Memorial Hospital, Mesa County Public Health, and other locations. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is considering legal action against the Trump administration to protect the U.S. Postal Service and its ability to handle mail-in ballots during the upcoming election. KVNF's Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
The threat comes after President Trump opposed additional funding for the Postal Service because of his opposition to mail-in voting. Weiser fears any service reductions could affect each state's ability to carry out a fair election during the pandemic. He's been talking to his counterparts in other states about what they could do to respond.
Efforts by the federal government to undermine our constitutional duty and the individual rights of people to vote is something we take very seriously. So we're going to explore all avenues to protect our Constitution.
Weiser says he has not heard of any Postal Service reductions in Colorado ahead of the election. He also called the state's existing mail-in voting system, quote, the envy of the nation. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
If you missed KVNF's interview with Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, it's on the homepage of our website at kvnf.org. COVID-19 is set to be one of the leading causes of death across the country this year. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick explores how it looks in our region.
More than 160,000 Americans have died from COVID-19 already this year. In fact, there isn't much else killing Americans at such a high rate.
Right now, COVID is going to be the fourth leading cause of death nationwide, and by the end of August, at the rate we're seeing, it'll be the third leading cause of death, just behind heart disease and cancer.
That's Brian Labus. He teaches epidemiology and biostatistics at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
When we add these last few months of the year in, the numbers are going to be way higher than anything we typically see for influenza.
According to CDC statistics, COVID-19 is a top 10 killer in four of our states, and that's just so far. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
Based on those CDC numbers, COVID-19 is already the sixth leading cause of death in Colorado this year. Much of the Mountain West is still not doing enough testing to slow the spread of COVID-19, and the test results can be delayed. As Maggie Mullen reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, recent scientific developments could speed that process up.
Roy Parker is the director of the BioFrontiers Institute at the University of Colorado Boulder. He says the speed at which you get your test results back is crucial.
If it takes 2 days to get the test result back, or in some cases now 7 days, 8 days, those are days that person is out walking around society, spreading the virus to new people.
A lab at Parker's Institute has developed a saliva test that only takes 45 minutes. Plus, it doesn't need any sophisticated equipment, so it could be done at places like schools or factories.
And that's what the next generation of tests will do.
He says they're working with the FDA for emergency use authorization. But over the weekend, there was some good news. The FDA authorized a similar test out of the Yale School of Public Health. That means Yale can now share this testing method with Parker's Institute and other labs nationwide. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Lastly today, KVNF intern Carmen Rodriguez reports on how young people in our communities are feeling about the end of summer and getting ready to go back to school amidst the coronavirus pandemic.
Usually summer means a lot, especially for kids. From camps to sports to going to the pool, summer means getting together with friends and enjoying the time off of school. This year, though, summer has looked a little different. Most everything is canceled or postponed. So has this stopped kids from still having a fun, normal summer? I got the chance to talk to a few local kids about what their summer has looked like.
I'm Griffin, and I'm going into third grade.
Hi, my name is Tessa Sprinkle, and I'm going into eighth grade.
My name is Mason Van Vliet, and I'm going into 11th grade.
So what have you been doing this summer to keep yourself entertained?
Having play dates. And it's mostly playing, but mostly doing chores.
I've been watching a lot of movies and TV shows.
Well, I work at Burke Harvest every single day. And besides that, I'll hang out with my friends or I will like go on road trips. Like tomorrow I'm going to Salt Lake to go buy a car and I'm excited. But like last weekend we had my sister's wedding and like a bunch of people here. So I've just been kind of being preoccupied throughout the whole summer. It's kind of been crazy.
What's been your favorite part of this COVID summer?
Having play dates with my friends.
Getting to really find myself, to be honest. I've been playing a lot of music recently.
Oh, nice.
Really getting into it.
What do you play?
I play the ukulele for now.
Definitely going to California for a week. That was everything.
So how has this summer been different than most summers for you?
There's coronavirus.
Well, I haven't gone out really at all, and I've gotten much paler. That's about it, really.
Considering that wearing masks is normal now, compared to last summer when, I don't know, I went to Disneyland, and this summer I really can't do anything. So, yeah, they're kind of different.
It seems like most kids have still found the fun in this strange year, and with summer coming to a close, now we just have to wait and see what the school year brings us. For KVNF News, I'm Carmen Rodriguez.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.